We might all begin to think of ways that we can move forward. You're never going to turn this lemon into lemonade, but we may be able to get a cupful or two out of it by pursuing knowledge. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to speak briefly on the same subject.
Without objection, Representative Brown.
Thank you. A couple of speakers have noted that we need to focus on what can the legislature do now and what should we do in response to this disaster. And I think we should do no less than give our Department of Environmental Conservation adequate resources to ensure that all that can be done is being done. And certainly there are a lot of questions that have been raised about how effective the current technology is and whether anything could have been done to stop this spill once it happened and minimize the damage. I think that there's certainly cause for this legislature to insist that research and development on the part of the oil companies continue, and I'd like to see us consider making increased research a requirement for continuing to explore our leases as well as to transport oil. The DEC subcommittee had a lengthy discussion yesterday afternoon, and we recommend to the legislature, to the finance committee, that additional dollars be put into contingency planning and response to work on cost recovery, to assure that parties shipping oil have financial responsibility and are able to pay should this type of situation arise in the future. And I think while we need to focus on prevention, because certainly we want to avoid this devastation in the future, we've got to also look at being prepared for it. And as we know, life goes on, shipping continues, and I'm quite concerned about the fact that we have nothing essentially in place to respond. And I urge the legislature to look favorably on these additional monies. It's $1.8 million. I think it is a tiny amount when you consider the devastation we've had and the amount of benefit we've had from oil over the years. I think we've clearly underfunded the DEC over the years, and it's time to take a step to remedy that. Thank you.
Mr. Donnelly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, on the same subject.
Without objection, Mr. Donnelly.
Mr. Speaker, this morning on public radio, I heard that Exxon had announced that there were now 29 oil skimmers in the Prince William Sound area. And, Mr. Speaker, after just returning from there, I can't help but think that that's it's hard not to believe that that's a statement that's calculated to misrepresent the facts of what's going on up there right now. I doubt that there's 10 skimmers in that area that are actually working right now. There may be 29 sitting around up there, but there's an awful lot of them have oil. They're filled up to capacity and can't offload it because it's turned into such gunk. And the fact is that things just aren't getting done up there as well as they should be. And I think I really encourage the administrative branch to continue their efforts to provide accurate information to the public. In talking to some of my relatives in California this weekend and other friends of mine, it was real clear that they've got the impression that things are coming along, that the thing's getting cleaned up, and that's just not the case. Additionally, Mr. Speaker, we keep hearing these percentage numbers that 7% has now been recovered. Well, those figures are also very inaccurate, and I think we all realize the oil companies are masters at propaganda. I mean, we've seen the impact they've had on public opinion around here the last few years. And they're certainly turning that, their great skills in this area, towards this oil spill. And it's going to be real important that the state take a lead role in getting accurate information to the public and the citizens of the United States of just what a crummy job they're doing cleaning this mess up. This 7% number is totally inaccurate also, because that reflects what they've collected, and now that it's mixed with oil, it's obviously a lot much larger volume than the actual oil that went to the water. So we have to be real careful, and the state, I think, has a role in providing accurate information to the public, Mr. Speaker, and I really encourage the Department of Environmental Conservation's efforts along this line.
Mr. Grunberg?
I'd ask unanimous consent that we go back up to announcements.
Without objection, and under announcements?
The Judiciary Committee will be meeting at 1:45.
Mr. Larson?
Yeah, the House Finance Committee meeting will meet 15 minutes after adjournment.
Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There'll be a House Majority Caucus tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Session is scheduled for 11 a.m. tomorrow. Could we have an at ease?
We're at ease. Mr. Taylor?
Yes, thank you. I'd also like to announce there'll be a Republican caucus tomorrow, rooms 603, Court Building, 10 a.m., and ask permission of the body to speak on the same subject.
Without objection, you have the floor.
On behalf of those members of the body who have not made a particular speech on this floor on either side, I would like to comment that I take some umbrage at the suggestion or the implication that any member of this legislature today accepts this tragedy as a cost of doing business. What occurred in Valdez was a criminal act for which at least one man is going to be prosecuted and maybe several others will in the process. I don't accept criminal conduct as a cost of doing business. I don't know of any member of this body. I've not heard any comments in the halls. I've never heard a comment from any of my constituents, nor have I seen any POMs from anyone else's constituents that indicate that this is an acceptable cost of doing business. The entire situation is totally unacceptable. And I'm certain that it is going to be met with a strong response. I participated yesterday and throughout each of the DEC Finance Subcommittee hearings. I sat on that subcommittee. I supported the other majority members in their resolution to come forward to this body and ask for an increment for that department. I intend to continue to do so, and I believe most of the members of my party also will join me in that incremental increase. And for anyone to suggest to this body that anybody accepts this as a cost of doing business is totally inaccurate, and I'll challenge any such member who wishes to suggest that to come forward with their evidence if they have some. Thank you.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to attempt that we adjourn until 11 a.m. tomorrow morning.
We're adjourned until 11 a.m.